Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Echelbarker. Once again, I'm pleased to present The Bob Hope Show. This is episode number 271, and it originally aired on December 25th, 1945. Here now is Bob Hope with his special guest, Jackie Coogan.
Starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Jackie Coogan. Thank you. That's 98 on the applause meter. Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting from San Luis Obispo, California, Hope. Well, here we are at San Luis Obispo. I've been here before, and when I arrived, I thought someone recognized me. Then I found out that the spray was coming from the ocean. A lot of these men are from the famous 104th Division. They're called the Timberwolves. And every Saturday night, they go into town looking for new lumber. Yes, sir. These fellas here all just got back from overseas, and they're stationed here temporarily. Well, they're not exactly stationed here. They're just caught with their points down. And you know, they don't call these infantrymen foot soldiers anymore. How can they? They don't have any feet left. But this is a great place, San Luis Obispo. It's wonderful up here at night. After the camp goes to bed, you don't hear a sound except the wind whispering in the trees and the occasional sobbing of an officer who has enough points to get out if he was still a private. Say there's a shortage of girls up here, but last night at the Breakers Cafe, I saw an abalone dancing with a clam, and three GIs got in a fight to see who'd cut in first. Not that these fellas would be interested in girls, but every time a coyote howls at the moon up here, it turns into a community sing. Here comes Skinny Anna.
Candy. I call my sugar candy because I'm sweet on candy and candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's always handy when I need sympathy. Oh, I wish that there were more of her so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, it's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make a man of gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine.
Thank you very much. Now that peace is here, I want you to meet one of our foremost experts on reconversion. Here he is, Professor Colonna.
Coming.
Colonna, what was that awful noise?
Wearing combat boots.
Well, it's Professor Colonna, the sage of the brush. Tell me, Colonna, tell us about your ideas on reconversion.
Well, I'm sorry, Hope, but I'm not interested in the shape of things to come.
Why not?
Too busy watching the shape of things that are here now.
Professor, how do you keep the termites out of your head?
Put DDT in my hair tonic. What's your system?
Never mind, Colonna. What are the latest post-war products?
Why, this suit I have on, Hope.
This suit right here?
Yeah, the material is made of milk.
Made of milk? Well, why is it so lumpy in the shoulders?
Cream keeps rising to the top.
Colonna, you'd make a wonderful playmate for an imbecile.
Fine, Hope. Go get your marbles.
Professor, this is going to be an age of science. Are you familiar with jet turbines, radar, and molecular power?
Why, no. What program are they on?
Colonna, you're supposed to be a scientist. Have you invented anything?
Yes, Hope, a robot. But I had to destroy it.
You mean a mechanical man without a brain? Why did you destroy it?
Kept beating me at gin rummy. And I have great news, Hope. I learned the secret of splitting atoms.
Colonna, I don't believe you.
Well, I just happen to have an atom in my pocket. Now, my hammer and chisel...
Now, be Colonna, be careful. It might explode.
Oh, no, Hope. Edison Colonna, they call me. Edison Colonna. Edison now needs medicine.
Here comes Francis with Langston, Skinny Edison on the guard.
I'm gonna love that guy like he's never been loved before. I'm gonna show that guy he's the fella that I adore. When he's in my arms again, our dreams will all come true. Then the years between might never have been. We'll start our lives anew. I'm gonna kiss that guy like he's never been kissed before. And though I miss that guy, he's the fella I'm waiting for. We'll never part again. He'll hold my heart again forever.
I'm gonna love that gal like she's never been loved before.
Where you gonna get the blood, boy? I'm gonna show that gal she's the baby that I adore.
Hiya, soldier. Boy, look at that land.
Yeah, sailor, imagine getting back to the States after 4 years overseas.
Well, I guess we're in. There's the landing whistle.
What do you mean, landing whistle? That was me.
Oh, boy, and I'm going to see my gal, too. What a sweet and innocent kid I got.
Yeah?
I'll never forget the time I took her to Nina's bar. She didn't even know what a highball was.
She didn't?
Nah, she guzzled the stuff straight.
I got a girl waiting for me, too, under the apple tree, and I got one waiting under the orange tree and one under the grapefruit tree.
Yeah? But what if you get there and find her with a sailor?
Fruit salad, brother, fruit salad.
Hey, what does your girl look like?
She's a blonde. What does your girl look like?
She's a blonde. What's your girl's name?
Penelope. What's your girl's name?
Penelope.
Well, it's a big navy. They won't miss one sailor.
All ashore that's going ashore.
Yes, out of my way. Out of my way, soldier. I'm going to get there first.
You think you are, huh?
Oh!
Lucky I tied his pants to the dock. Well, that takes care of him. Well, here I am. I wonder which one is Francie's apartment. Well, I'll try this door.
Come in. Oh, my tall, handsome hero is home again. Kiss me, Frank. Kiss me again, Frank.
Who argues about names at a time like this?
Wait a minute. You're not Frank.
No, but I'm Ernest. Well, here's Francie's apartment. Imagine her dating that sailor. Well, I don't care. I know she's true to the Army. And the minute I see her, everything will be bright. I'll just push the doorbell. beginning to see the light already. Maybe I better walk right in.
Oh, Joe, you're so handsome and nice and gentle. Yeah. Oh, why, hello, Robert.
Say, who's this Joe I heard you talking to?
Oh, that was my dog, Joe.
Your dog, huh? Well, what's this big dinner for two doing on the table?
He's a chow hound.
Chowhound, huh? Well, what's that cigar doing in the ashtray?
Oh, well, gee, Robert, you should have wired me.
Yeah, to the chair.
Hey, look, soldier, move along. The Marines have landed.
Oh, so the Marines have landed.
Yeah, the Marines have landed. What about it?
Nice looking situation, isn't she?
All right, soldier, scram. This is occupied territory.
I leave you with my girl. I'm from the 104th, and they call us the Timberwolves.
Well, you can howl someplace else. I'm running the sawmill here.
Yeah. Mind if I stick around and do some sandpapering?
Hey, listen, are you looking for trouble?
Yeah, I dare you to step off the side of the porch or into the yard. Just step off the porch.
Sure.
I guess I should have told him Francie lived on a hillside. Gee, Francis, you're a disappointment.
I'm a disappointment.
Yeah, why can't you be faithful to me like my other girls?
How'd you get back, Robert?
On a troop transport.
But your clothes are all wet.
Yeah, Doc's tomorrow. But look, honey, I brought back some perfume from Paris, too. Smell it.
Oh, my, it's heavenly, Robert. Now turn your head and let me smell behind the other ear.
Well, it's my sergeant's favorite brand.
Robert, did you go out with some of those French girls over in Europe?
Why, what makes you say that?
Well, every time you kiss me, you hand me a chocolate bar.
We know, don't we, tourists? Well, come on, baby. How about another kiss?
Well, be quiet. Father's sleeping right up above us.
What was that noise, daughter?
Robert Holt kissed me.
Oh, well, I'll go back to bed. I thought the hot water tank exploded. Robert Holt, what do you want?
I'm asking for your daughter's hand, sir.
You'll take all or nothing.
You can't stop me. I'll marry your daughter if I have to take her away by force.
Careful, careful, Hope. I got my shotgun here.
Ah, you're just bluffing. You can't scare me because I can see through you. Yes, sir, I can see right through you. Come on, Francie.
Now we're even. I can see through him, too.
To many, many requests, here's Jerry Colonna repeating.
Caroline. Caroline. I miss you in the morning when old Bob White gives his call. Caroline. Caroline. I miss you with the sunset when the evening shadows are falling. Caroline. Caroline, I miss you when the morning beams upon the river shine. Oh, can't you hear me calling for you, Caroline? Can't you hear me calling, Caroline? It's my heart calling, dying. La da da da. Let it out. Ah, Caroline, sweet yellow mine. Your eyes, they shine with love divine. Without your dine, partake of wine, my Caroline. Oh, press to mine your lips divine. If any swine did try to dine you, Caroline, I'll make the swine drink iodine. For you are mine, and I am thine. And when you sign on the dotted line, things will be fine. And I'll be fine. And your folks will be fine.
What do you know?
Ran out of rhymes. Well, Can't you hear my lips a-saying? Can't you hear my soul a-praying? Can't you hear me calling? Was somebody a deaf or something? Caroline, you hear me shout?
Ladies and gentlemen, none of us will ever forget that little kid with the big cap in the old Charlie Chaplin pictures. And now we have more reason to remember him because he changed the cap for a steel helmet and fought this war out with our glider troops in Burma. Tonight, I want to welcome back glider pilot Jackie Coogan.
Thanks, fellas. And Bob, I want to thank you not only for that nice introduction, but also for having me on your show.
Well, you've just come from Burma, Jackie, and I thought you'd go over good with an audience of jungle fighters like this.
Are these guys jungle fighters?
Of course. How else could they find this place?
Well, thanks for having me on your show just the same, Bob.
Oh, it's nothing.
Yes, I know about the salary, but thanks anyway. By the way, how much am I really getting?
What's that?
How much am I really getting for this?
Well, I wanted to give you $1,000, Jackie, but the OPA makes me pay guest stars what we were paying them on April 4th, 1943.
You have to pay guest stars what you were paying them on April 4th, 1943. Well, how much is that?
We weren't on the air that day.
Oh.
Gentlemen, how long were you in the service, Jack?
4.5 years, Bob.
Wow, I'll bet you had enough points left over to buy a steak. That doesn't play here, but it'll play at home, I'll bet. I hope. Say, let me see your racket in the service. What was that again?
Oh, I was a glider pilot, if you know what that is.
Oh, that's a backseat driver with wings, mm-hmm. Isn't it? Well, tell me, how does it feel to be towed along 10,000 feet in the air?
Oh, it's just like driving a car in Hollywood. You just hang on and hope the guy in front of you knows what he's doing.
But, Jackie, when you went into action, supposing a Jap Zero spotted your glider.
No, we never had a chance, Bob.
You wouldn't?
No, we wouldn't have any more chance than a snowball in San Luis Obispo. I see.
Well, you were in the China-Burma Theater of Operations, weren't you?
No, just Burma, Bob. I don't know much about China and the Far East.
Well, I can tell you anything you want to know about China.
You can?
Sure, I never missed Terry and the Pirates.
Well,
you?
You know, Bob, my commanding officer is Flip Corkin of that comic strip.
He is. Can he fix it up for me with April Kane? I'd like to have a drag with a dragon lady. Can you, Say, Jackie, now that you're out of the Army, what are your plans?
Well, I'm thinking about making a comeback in pictures, Bob, but I'm a little worried. You see, I'm kind of hard to type.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I couldn't be another Boyer. My lower lip doesn't sag.
Well, what's wrong with another Bob Hope?
Well, I don't sag there either.
What, have you got a relative out there applauding or something? Hey, what do you mean? Look at this physique. Why, I'm built just like these infantrymen.
Infantrymen? You must be wearing your pack low.
Well, you know, Jackie, I remember you when you were in pictures. You were just a little kid with a dirty face and baggy pants.
Yes, Bob, I finally donated the baggy pants to the scrap drive.
You did, huh?
Yeah, then I joined the Army and got them back again. You know, I guess it's going to be tough for me to get back into pictures.
Listen, Jackie, if you ever need any help at all, anything at all, come to me. Just look on me as your guiding light.
My guiding light? Gee, Bob, how about lending me $200?
Jackie, you just blew a fuse.
We'll be closest pages in a book, my love and I. So close we can share a single look. Share every sigh.
more I hear your laugh, my laugh breaks through, and when a tear starts to appear, my eyes grow misty too. Our dreams won't come tumbling to the ground, we'll hold them fast, darling, as the strongest book is bound. To the ground, we'll hold them fast, darling, as the strongest book is bound.
You may not know this, Jackie, but I was a child star myself. I was in The Sea Wolf.
Wait a minute. I saw that. I didn't see you in it.
You should have looked closer. I was the third howl from the left.
Well, things are different now, aren't they?
What do you mean?
Now you're always left howling.
Please. Please, not howling. Up here, that's called serenading, Pismo Beach style. Thank you, swimmers. Say, Tell me, Jackie, do you think I could be a glider pilot?
Well, Bob, it takes a lot of training, and you've got to have very good eyes.
Well, what can you see that I can't?
Well, like, there's Francis Langford over there.
Well, you don't have to be a pilot to spot that formation.
Boy, she's a honey.
Yeah, and the rest of the beehive ain't so bad either.
Hello, boys. Can I squeeze in here edgeways?
Always welcome, Francis, with that type of edgeways. Hey, Francis, this is Jackie Coogan, you know, the kid.
Bob, what's bothering him?
Growing pains. You know, Jackie, we refer to Francis as a bamboo blonde.
Gee, I never saw any cane break like that in Burma.
No, Francis is making a picture at RKO called Bamboo Blonde.
Well, I understand the blonde part of it, but where do they get the bamboo?
Sinatra's in it, too. You know, Francis, I think you'd like to go out with Jackie. He's a lieutenant, and he's always dignified, reserved, refined, the perfect officer.
Sure, he's giving it to you straight, babe. We'll have a fast meal and get right to the parking and smooching.
Of course, he has a little enlisted man in him.
Well, never mind him, Jackie. Let me give you a kiss. I love men with curly hair.
Francis, he... I never figured that would turn out to be the punchline. Let me have that again. Do you mind?
I love men with curly hair.
Francis, he doesn't have curly hair.
Well, I haven't kissed him yet either. Why don't we go somewhere after the show, Jackie? Is there a nice, quiet little nightclub around here with a nice, refined atmosphere?
How about the Tower Cafe? That's a nice, refined place. My brother works there.
Your brother works there? What's his job?
Head trigger man.
Well, I know a nice place, Francis. I'll take you there right after the program is over.
Oh, now, just a minute. This is my program. I'll take Francis there.
It's 5 miles away.
That's Jake with me.
Over bumpy roads.
That's Jake with me.
And the cover charge is $10.
Ah!
Hey, what was that?
Jake just committed Harry Carey.
Ah!
I'm gonna see my baby. I'm gonna see my baby. I'm gonna see my baby when I get home on Victory Day. I'm gonna kiss my baby. I really miss my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby and live and love the U.S. way. Females, all right, women, you just have something to say. But females, not like women, your arms round your honey and you're home to stay. I'm gonna see my baby. I really miss my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby when I get home on Victory Day. Track. See my friends down on the main stem. Go by the joint, say hello to the boss. Grab my chick and say let's get lost. When I get home on Victory Day.
All thanks for the memory. To you, our infantry, the marksmen of the free. Your strength combined with courage helped bring us victory. And we thank you so much.
You know, folks, everybody here at San Luis Obispo is lousy with hash marks. And believe me, it's a thrill to be doing this show here and look down on the fourth row and see a fella you saw just a short time ago in Europe. And I must say, doing a show here is easier because when these men were overseas, they had their guns with them. Not that you scare me. Before it slips my mind, I want to throw a little applause to my USO traveling companions this past summer. Jerry Colonna, Gail Robbins, Jack Pepper, Patty Thomas, Roger Price, June Bruner, and Ruth Dennis. All who did a fine job. Which reminds me that this is as good a spot as any to pin the orchid on the USO camp shows for the overall job it's done. You know, the guys overseas would get a real shocker when Crosby would pop up singing Tura Lura Lura, or when Yasha Heifetz would show up with the world's greatest violin, or Kay Kaiser, or Joey Brown, Sinatra, and all those boys would jump out and do their bits. But you know, there were plenty of accordion players from Akron, and tap dancers from Tacoma, and magicians from Moline, and young beauties from Butte. They were in there pitching 12 months a year. And maybe these USO entertainers don't wear any overseas ribbons or distinguished service medals, but, mister, they've got a lot of friends who do. Good night.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Oh,
Leslie Coogan, better known as Jackie, was born in 1914 and was an actor at the age of 3 in the 1917 silent film Skinner's Baby. He rocketed to stardom at the tender age of 7 when he starred with Charlie Chaplin in the 1921 silent film entitled The Kid. Jackie made between $3 to $4 million in films and his merchandising when he was a child. And that was like in 1920s money. I mean, we're talking big money here. But when he turned 18 and asked his mom and his stepdad for all the money he had earned, he found out they had squandered it all. He took them to court, but got only $126,000. Some good did come out of his ordeal, however, as it led to California's enactment of the Coogan Law that is designed to protect child actors. He continued acting in films and radio until he enlisted in the Army in 1941, where he flew troop transport gliders behind enemy lines. You heard them talking about that during the show. After the war, he went back into acting on the big screen, but found most of his work in the up-and-coming television. He became a star again for his role as Uncle Fester in The Addams Family from 1964 to 1966. Jackie Coogan died of heart failure in 1984. He was 69. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope, and check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Until we meet again, in the words of Bob Hope, I have a wonderful makeup crew. They're the same people restoring the Statue of Liberty.